This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us, and I mentioned keeping up with the Joneses. Spending money you don't have to keep up with people you don't like. It's like keeping up with the Kardashians. They're in the running for America's most dysfunctional family. In my opinion, the Kardashian girls look like they've been kissing a sink plunger. Have you looked at their lips? They look like they've been kissing a sink plunger. Why would anyone want to look like that and pay for it? Well, here's another example of trying to keep up with the Joneses. So many people buy front-loading washing machines. Why? Well, because their neighbors have them, the Joneses. They're susceptible to smell musty from mildew and mold. It's a common problem if you own a front-load washing machine. Mold is growing in there. Why? Because you close the door. Why do you close the door? So you don't trip over it. Okay? So let's talk about what these things cost. A front-load washing machine costs between $600 and $1,200. $600 to $1,200. That's more than twice the price of a top-loading washing machine that works perfectly well. So why do people buy these front-loaders? It's beyond stupid to me. They don't last as long. They don't work as well. They cost more for the detergent, the high-efficiency detergent. You typically have to wash your clothes twice. You have to fight with them to get them to work. So you spend more than twice the amount for a lousy product that doesn't last as long, that costs more to feed, to keep up with the Joneses. Because, heck, you can get one that looks like it's been spray-painted like a fine automobile. You can get these in colors to impress your neighbors. So if they get a white one, you can get a cherry red one. Isn't that ridiculous? Think about that. And by the way, how does cherry red match anything in anybody's house? Think about that. So what you've been conned into doing is spending money you don't have on things you don't need to keep up with people you don't like. Rich Sheehan?
Well, sure. Keeping up with the Joneses is, I mean, you can give thousands, millions of examples. You know, people are in despair, they're desperate, they're looking for some type of luxury to hold on to, even if they have to go into debt to buy it. You know, when all these people need to really see the propaganda that comes from the mainstream media and the elite. Gotta remember, every word, every phrase is sanctioned from the few elite to get transferred to the public. It could be Marxist strategy, Alinsky, Frankfurt School, Clouderman, Piven, Communist Manifesto. You know, it has a lot to do with being drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. It's an Orwellian reinterpretation of words that benefits the elite and makes the people be forced consumers to forced obsolescence, which we've used that term many times. It's like the word intent, when James Comey used the word intent regarding Hillary Clinton. I think it was changed from a word similar to, criminal something, okay? Basically, what they're doing is they're changing words, they're changing phrases to make people think a certain way. So whether you have to keep up with the Joneses, whether you have to get more debt, basically, it's all signs of desperation where the elite is disallowing, it's a coup against the average people to govern themselves. They're disallowing us to think in a logical manner. And, you know, it's like an article I read a few days ago coming out of regarding Sweden and official authorities. They were fining citizens and threatening 4 years in prison for the beheading of these two beautiful women in their 20s. They were raped, and they were in Morocco, and they were beheaded. And apparently the video was going around, which I think everybody saw at least a part of it, if you could stomach it. But why the official authorities were threatening fines and 4 years in prison for, quote-unquote, the terminology being knife damage, this is an example of how they're using politically correct words and phrases and changing things around in an Orwellian way to make people not just desensitized to it, but to make it look like it's not as bad. But the people in the Western world are waking up to this. And the powers that be don't want you to wake up. That's why they don't want you to see this particular video. That's why they're saying you're going to have 4 years in prison if you pass it on. Because they don't want to show girls screaming. They don't want to show people being sacrificed. They want to dismiss, distract, dumb down, divide with professional wordsmithing. And that's why they're getting rid of the comment section in truth-based citizen journalism, because they don't want people to wake up, and they want to use these professional wordsmithing techniques in order to not just desensitize on one spectrum, but also change the context of the words, the definitions, and the consequences from the other way. It's similar to Yahoo, AOL, and Gmail getting caught red-handed influencing the 2018 election. There was a test in Florida, one test that showed 100% of Republican Rick Scott's emails being sent to people's spam in Yahoo, while 100% of the Democrat/globalist Bill Nelson went to the Yahoo inbox. See, we have a bought and paid for class, and that's the middle management of the so-called globalist elite. And people have to realize that everything is fake, everything's propaganda, everything's made to disillusion and change the outcome. In other words, controlling the narrative, memes, themes, talking points, and manufacturing perception, along with manufacturing of pity, guilt, and ideology. As people wake up to the fact that the powers that be are dividing us by groups, and especially by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job based on what group you're in, where they are destroying the culture, the traditions, the heritage, the value of work, of living, of communicating. And this is why there's so much, as I put, measures of despair regarding drug use and obesity and diabetes and suicides and all these things, because people feel they can't control their own destiny. And that's why I talk about, like, QE for the people, Vince. I mean, what's wrong with having laws of excess? If President Trump had a law, and I know he's a multi-billionaire, but let's say he decided to work for the little people, the bottom 93%, and all these politically correct buzzwords like humanity actually meant something. And he said, okay, you're not going to be allowed to have over a $10 million net worth and X amount of cash flow. Do you know what that would do to the economy? Can you imagine if we had negative interest rates where the banks actually paid the people to buy houses, and if you kept your nose clean from crime, if you paid your mortgage at the end of that fiscal year, if it's a negative 3% interest rate, let's say, can you imagine what that would do to the housing industry and help out the little people if we had 100-year mortgages and negative 3% interest rates and they got 3% back at the end of the year? I know it's outside the box. I know it's not necessarily free market in supply and demand. But we haven't had that for years. We haven't had capitalism for years. It's all corruption. It's manipulation. It's nepotism. It's all meant to keep the status quo. And the powers that be do not want to help the people. They want to have certain people bought and paid for in the middle management goon section, where eight people have a higher net worth than half of the globe. If we had means testing, we got rid of Glass-Steagall, and we gave them, instead of giving universal basic income, take the mean household debt, give it to each household. If you're out of debt, you spend it. If you're in debt, that goes to pay off your debts. So there would be light at the end of the tunnel programs for the people who saved. And there's so much talk about the super wealthy. Let's just take the older people going into retirement. In the next 10 years, 9 out of 10 of the old people are going to file for bankruptcy. If we had a program which was QE for the people, similar to what I've talked about, for years now, can you imagine that they could sell their house for a profit because there would be buyers all over the place because they would be incentivized instead of paying for the debt and interest, and they did the right thing, they would have years. We could have a 20-30-year program doing this. They could literally get paid for paying off their bill and doing the right thing. I just think that we're missing the boat because the powers that be are so addicted to power, money, and control that they've already distorted free markets, capitalism, supply, and demand, or it doesn't exist. Now, Vince, if I asked you, could you live, let's say there was laws of excess, and President Trump made a law and said, okay, and this isn't socialism, folks. This isn't communism. Communism is socialism. You know, when they say Nazi, you got to remember, this is all top-down control with no accountability from the governing body. So when they call people on the right Nazis, they're doing, think of a mirror, they're doing the exact, you're being duped, you're being used, you're being played. Because all these things were done before Trump got into office, controlling the media, disallowing citizen journalists, controlling the police, like letting Antifa go for broke when they're on the streets, no due process, government schools out of control, anti-homeschool curriculum, private property invasion by the police, strip searches like the TSA, lawyers and judges in the courts selling out the people for so-called justice. This is all authoritarian communism, socialism, tyranny, dictatorship, totalitarian fascism. It's all top-down control with no accountability from the governing body. The left are the Nazis. Everything that they say, think the opposite. That's the propaganda. That's...
We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, government corporations have public communications officers whose job is to twist the truth, bend the truth, lie through omission, lie by shifting the truth. And here's a story that I'd like to share with you. It's on Daily Mail. .co.uk. Headline, bullied, branded a coward, and forced to move. White cop who was fired for refusing to shoot dead a black suicidal suspect with an unloaded gun. Tells how he was cast out by the force. Rookie cop Stephen Mader was fired from the Weirton Police Department in West Virginia after responding to a case of Ronald J. Williams Jr. in May 2016. Former Marine has spoken for the first time and revealed he knew Williams was trying to commit suicide by cop, so he opted to try to talk him down. However, his fellow cop, Ryan Kuzma, arrived on the scene and opened fire, killing the young father. Mader, the one who refused to shoot, was sacked by the police chief, and his fellow officers turned against him, ending his dream career in the town where he grew up. Ultimately, he won a $175,000 payout, moved away from the town, and joined the National Guard. The family of the executed man, who was trying to be killed by the cops, thanked him for trying to save his life. So there you have a guy who arrived on the scene, refused to execute a man who he thought was suicidal, was fired, sacked, lost his job, belittled by his peers. So when you hear of cops being trigger happy, there you go. There you go. It was not necessary, but yet it happened. And it happens over and over and over again. And the Ministry of Propaganda has at its head a spokesperson, a public communications officer, whose job it is to lie, misrepresent, bend the truth, omit facts, twist and bend words, so that you believe that the government corporation is on your side. I just wanted to share that article. Rich Eben, any comments, thoughts?
Well, there's lots of examples. You know, of course, sometimes an article doesn't tell the whole story, but it's very obvious that that young police officer was trying to do the right thing. And, you know, and it's I can give you articles from police all day long, kind of like the California police officer that was recently killed by an illegal immigrant and his boss, the sheriff, from California Sanctuary City Policies, basically was saying how, I think it was a Fox News interview, the officer in charge of investigating Singh's murder, I think that's how you pronounce it, who was the officer who was murdered in Stanislaus County, California. Adam Christensen drove home the connection between Singh's murder and the issue of the forefront of the congressional budget battle. And these are quotes because I want the nation to know, I want your viewers to know that Officer Singh really should be the focus of this investigation and his sacrifice. But I also want everybody to know that immigration is good for America if done legally. And obviously he was killed by an illegal immigrant, and he was a legal immigrant himself. So he was a true American and a hero. And his brother was on television thanking the police for finding his murderer. And basically, he said, illegal immigration doesn't serve our communities, especially criminals who victimize and exploit our communities, Christensen told Fox. So whether you hate the president or love the president, border security goes hand in hand with national security and public safety and the safety of our communities. So, you know, there's a lot of articles out there that shows that we need to start making things better and right for the little people because they don't have any restitution under the law, unfortunately. Vince?
Yeah, I'd like to talk when we come back about warehouses on wheels, what's happening with inventory. You won't believe this.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a U.S. citizen remains in detention in Russia, his family members back here at home are speaking out. Corporate Security Director Paul Whelan being detained by Moscow on accusations of spying, but his brother David says the retired Marine was only in Moscow for a wedding.
I'm sure my brother's not a spy. Paul's background is in law enforcement. He has military experience. He's in corporate security.
Weyland's arrest comes weeks after Russian citizen Maria Butina pleaded guilty here in the States to a charge of conspiring to act as a foreign agent. Incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney calling President Trump's character into question in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post, saying, with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfall is most glaring. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. If you'd like to go to Rich Sheban's website and learn more about him. Rich, I was at a meeting, get together, and I heard about from a former big rig truck driver about how tractor trailers, the trailer part, they're being used to warehouse excess inventory that has not sold during the last several months. So trucking companies are using their trailers, and they're parking these tractor trailers, just not the truck part, just the trailer part, behind stores to warehouse the inventory because they have so much inventory that's not been sold. You can call this a surge in imports.
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't move it. So they're storing it all over the country behind big stores. Have you heard of that?
Well, I have. And let me throw a little food for thought out to the people here. Is it possible? There's a reason why I talk about finance and economic 101 and the corruption behind the scenes and everything that's happening. It's so people would read up and research up to see that we're heading towards a catastrophe. Now, is this excess inventory regarding the byproduct of the increased tariff avoidances? Let's say you're a business and you say, well, tariffs are coming, let's create more inventory. You know, could President Trump be playing chess here with foresight, saying that we're heading towards bad times? We are going to increase inventories around the country for the coming transition. Just food for thought. I don't have a crystal ball, but could that be possible? Vince?
Oh, absolutely. It is possible. And I don't know. I don't know the answer. I think it could be a combination of things. It could be a combination of that, plus the average American's broke. Absolutely broke. No question about it. I'm hearing more and more about people who are moving in with their parents. Parents moving in with their children, children moving in with their parents. People unable to afford, you know, the way they lived before. You know, let's say the young couple not being able to afford their homes or their apartments and moving back with mom and dad. I'm hearing more about that. I'm hearing that Christmas, I've talked to so many people who used to buy so many Christmas presents that they're not buying them, but they didn't buy them this year as they did in the past. They've told me they have scaled way back. I mean, really way back, because they've been hit with a financial downturn in their families. The income is not there. The jobs aren't there. The expenses are increasing. As you said, wages are stagnant and prices are higher. No question about it. Cars, I mean, cars, a cheesy car is way more expensive. A cheesy car is like 30 grand. And you could have bought in 1964 a Mustang, brand new, for $2,495 for a brand new Mustang in 1964. How did this happen? You know, the cars are lighter, flimsier. They're impossible to maintain for the average person. And they're trapped. They're trapped in this spiral. And the average guy is not going to be able to fix his front load washer. Neither is the average gal. It's too complicated. They're computer controlled. So we've become entrapped in a disposable society because we have not been paying attention to what the manufacturers have been doing to us. We've allowed them to add more and more and more gadgets and features and complexity into the products rather than demanding simple products. We have to have cars with two-zone heating and two-zone cooling, so the person in the passenger seat can be, 3 or 4 degrees at a different temperature. Where'd that come from? How did that happen? Why is that necessary? Why is it necessary to have individually heated seats? Why is it necessary to have heated mirrors? Why is it necessary to have meters that articulate when you put the vehicle in reverse so they tilt down? Because we're not smart enough to pay attention to what's behind us? Really? Why is it necessary to have four sensors, one in each wheel of a vehicle to tell you what the tire pressure is, because we're not smart enough to look at the tires before we get in the vehicle, and not smart enough to figure out, hey, it's pulling a little bit to the left, and maybe we ought to pull over and see if our tires are low. So we need to have pressure sensors to tell us on the dashboard when our tires are low. What, we can't remember to check our own oil, raise the hood, look under there so we have, hey, we've got a reminder on the dashboard to tell us when to change our oil. We're not smart enough to look at the gas gauge, so we have a light that blinks and says low fuel, low fuel, low fuel, because we can't pay attention that the needle has gone from full to three quarters to half to one quarter to one eighth, and now we're running low. We're not smart enough to do that, really. So we have allowed ourselves to be conned into becoming more stupid because we can't pay attention.
Uh-huh.
It's an outrage. The schools are making us dumber. I remember when I called the school that I built an educational system to teach young people entrepreneurship by building computers in the classroom with real computers, real parts, real problems, real customers, real failures, real everything. And I called after I left several years later and I asked them how it's going because I couldn't find it on the internet. And I talked to the guy at the school board office who was knowledgeable, whom I knew in Virginia. And I said, so what are you guys doing? He said, well, you know, when you left, we decided to change the class. So instead of teaching how to build computers, how to work with customers, how to network, they're teaching Microsoft Office. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? They've hit that low level. And I asked that man if he'd come on the air with me and talk about what happened to education. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. He does not want to talk about what happened to education. And the only thing I can think of, and he may be listening, the only thing I can think of is that he's thinking he was part of the problem. He'd allowed this to happen. He allowed the county school system to go from first place to average in a few short years because they couldn't handle continuing what I built. It's amazing.
All by plan, Vince. All by plan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that the American people are putting up with. Why are we putting up with Mueller running a gigantic cover-your-ass propaganda campaign? Why are we allowing the rule of law to go to the highest bidder? Why are we allowing the Googles, Facebooks, Twitters, and big techs to make the people the product and the advertisers the customer so we can self-incriminate ourselves? That's why we put up with no customer service anymore or accountability. Why are we putting up with getting rid of the gatekeepers on the Internet? We should get rid of them all. Because freedom, liberty, justice, the middle class is directly proportional to this. Why are we putting up with censorship, surveillance, facial recognition, the elimination of meritocracy, and the solidification of caste systems, status quo, tweaking algorithms, manipulating votes online, the mainstream media, electronic voting machines, unit of measures and calculations, changing economic numbers, corporations cooking the books? Why are we putting up with Congress representing only the lobbyists, PACs, and special interests, and not the people? And they care more about who their funders are. Why are we putting up with quantitative easing going to the banks of Wall Street for their liquidity and not to help the little people? Why are we putting up with Obama giving at least $150 billion in cash to Iran when the globalists, slash Democrats, won't even allocate $5 billion for the wall to protect the little people? We can go on and on and on, but what we need, folks, is heroes. We need whistleblowers, especially from big tech. We need whistleblowers from law enforcement, especially the DOJ, the CIA and the FBI. The little people need your help. You need to step up, and you need to declassify what needs to be declassified, which we talked about on this program many more. The American people need you. The American nationalists need you. Vince?
Well, I was thinking about what you were saying about Obama. You used a sentence, and you said Obama in that sentence, and you mentioned the wall in that sentence. Well, okay. When Obama, real name Barry Satoro, CEO of Corporate USA, when his ilk was at the White House, the Obama regime, they had a wall around the White House. Not only did they have a wall around the White House, if you jumped that wall, you would be thrown down on the ground. Maybe, if you were fortunate, not executed on the spot. They had snipers on the roof, right? They have guys walking around there with submachine guns. I'm talking about inside the fence at the White House. And now that Barry Satoro has a house in Washington, D.C., what did he do? He built a wall around his house. His neighbors think it's pretty tasteful. He's got a wall around his house. But we can't have a wall. And it's exactly what you said. There's two classes, them and us. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eaton's with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, have you been reading the stories about the problems that we're having with the national parks, garbage, human feces, off illegal off-roading? I mean, it's been called a free-for-all by those who know that people are going to the parks. They can't seem to remember to take their trash with them. You know, the because of the partial government corporation shutdown, there's very little supervision at these parks. And people are just, they're just exhibiting bad behavior in so many ways. You know, if they have paper plates, I'll just, you know, leave them there. What's wrong with taking them with them till they can find a suitable trash receptacle someplace on their way home? What's wrong with that? Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. So I'm actually, this is going to sound horrible, but I'm actually glad we're seeing this. I'm not glad that this is happening for many reasons, but for one reason I'm glad it is happening, and that is we get to see how bad human behavior can be. So we have to pay and pay and pay for those who just can't clean up after themselves. Those who throw trash out the windows of their vehicles. And it happens here, you know, on our dirt road here in Missouri in front of our farmhouse. People just throw their trash out. They think it's my job to pick up their trash, their pizza boxes, their hamburger wrappers, their aluminum cans, their beer bottles. They think it's my job to do that. It's not my job. And when everything comes apart, I think it'll get ugly when we can dispense justice as we see fit when everything comes apart in society. I think it's going to be terrible for those who are subhuman, to use Joey from Michigan's phrase. Subhuman. I don't like it. I don't like to see it. I don't understand why people have to throw trash out the window. I don't get it. It's not that hard to bring it home. If it's unacceptable for a person to leave a McDonald's hamburger wrapper and bag and foil packet of used ketchup in their vehicle, it's unacceptable to throw it on the road. Maybe we should stop going to fast food joints because of the tremendous amount of waste that comes from them. Think about that. You go buy a hamburger, you get a bag, you get a hamburger wrapper, you get a tube of ketchup, and you get a napkin or two. And then you throw that all away. 5 minutes after you get it. Is that extravagant? Is that wasteful? I think it is. Rich, any further comments?
Well, yeah. How many times have you heard me say when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job based on what group you're in, it's going to metastasize like a cancer in every aspect of society? You talked about behaviors. You know, I have an article here, and unfortunately I didn't get to all my articles. I guess I'll have to do it next time. But trans meltdown after this man, this woman, I don't even know, he was called Sir, and he started kicking things in the store and getting all violent and calling people outside because he wanted to be called Man, and he's apparently over 6 feet tall with huge shoulders and talks like a man and everything else. The same thing happened with a vapor store meltdown where a customer was wearing a Trump shirt and he literally started screaming and I believe he got fired. But this is what's happening. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations, you take the value out of work. And that's what's happening in America.
If Vinny had a store and one of his employees used profanity in the presence of a customer, not even directed at the customer, just using it on the side in the presence of a customer, that employee would be fired in front of the customer. Yeah, absolutely. But then again, he'd sign a contract that he wouldn't do that. Rich Even, Off Grid Montana.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.